Dr. Clinton Fernandez is a former intelligence officer with the Australian Army who teaches on intelligence matters at the University of New South Wales Canberra faculty. I asked him first about George Brandis's assurances that material seized in the raids would not be used against East Timor in the Hague court case.
ASIO is very reliable and very believable when they say that they weren't trying to impede the international arbitration between Australia and East Timor. I believe their motives were solely related to defending Australia's national security because they wanted to make sure that if the affidavit that Mr. Collery was going to be using contained the name of any Australian Secret Intelligence Service agent, well, they'd need advance warning so they could take countermeasures. There were very legitimate reasons for yesterday's raid.
But what about cancelling the former ASIS agent's passport? Isn't that bound to impede East Timor's case if that person was going to give evidence in The Hague?
I think that person would already have made a sworn statement, you know, a formal legal deposition, to ensure that the case could go ahead, regardless of whether he was in The Hague or not.
But surely the actual appearance of a witness is important in cases, otherwise it would all be done by sworn legal depositions.
Definitely. I think that probably would harm Mr. Collery's case, or the Timor-Leste government's case, but that's not the intention of the warrant that ASIO sought. That's simply a byproduct of the warrant being sought.
But shouldn't we be asking questions about the timing? They could have done this before Mr. Collery left for The Hague, or they could have done it next week, perhaps?
Definitely. I think questions should be asked about the timing. It may well be that they only very recently got wind of it because of the operational secrecy that Mr. Collery and the Timor-Leste government had been maintaining. I'm speculating here, and yes, questions should be asked about the timing, but there are probably very good reasons for it.
Mr. Collery is also talking about the fact that he represents lots of other people who probably won't be terribly happy about ASIO being able to go through their documents. I mean, what kind of protections do people have in these circumstances?
Here's a question that I think should really be asked of Mr. David Irvine, the Director General of ASIO. Precisely how are Mr. Collery's other clients going to have their privacy protected?
But it's a legitimate question in your view?
Oh, sure, it's a legitimate question. But it's a legitimate question in pretty much any Secret Service or police raid on any law firm, not just this one.
They're not too frequent, though. It's not a common event for a law firm to be raided by ASIO.
It's not a common event, no. But this kind of raid on any law firm, regardless of who the client was, would invariably capture or risk capturing documents pertaining to other clients of that law firm. And so I think ASIO is quite normal in this regard, yeah.
Do you think that this ex-ASIS agent is what one might call a legitimate whistleblower? I know that the Official Secret Act is all-encompassing. You're not supposed to say anything. But is this a case where there was a genuine public interest served?
Well, we have the Intelligence Services Act, and if a person were to find out this sort of information as a result of being an ASIS agent, then there are specific prohibitions about it. But to my mind, yes, it's a legitimate whistleblowing action. Although, of course, we want more information. But at this stage, yes, it looks like a legitimate whistleblowing disclosure.
What particularly about it makes it that?
The fact that the agent apparently believed that the operation was done not in order to advance Australia's national security, but for the sectional interests of an oil company. That, at least, is what I'm reading. But only from the open sources.
So he is saying that ASIS was actually operating on behalf of Woodside, not on behalf of the Australian government.
I'm not sure if that is what he's saying, but if that is what he's saying, then definitely it's a legitimate whistleblowing disclosure, yeah.
Is it also legitimate to disclose the means by which they got in if they were posing as aid agents?
Definitely. That is very much in the public interest, because every Australian wants to know, or ought to know, if their ordinarily innocuous activities overseas as human rights workers, as doctors, as builders, plumbers, and so on, puts them in danger of being suspected as spies. That is very, very legitimate, and I'm personally grateful that this whistleblower has come out with that specific disclosure.
So do you believe that that's what happened, that ASIS pretended to be AusAid workers?
Yes, that's what I think happened based on the disclosures that I've seen in the press. And if that's true, then that's very cynical.
But isn't it the case that foreign intelligence agencies generally suspect just about everything of being a cover for foreign spying?
Definitely not. I think that certain categories of occupation should never be used for espionage. For example, members of the International Committee of the Red Cross should never be impersonated. Similarly, medical personnel, religious personnel should never be impersonated in a foreign intelligence operation. And I think the misuse, or the alleged misuse, of the Australian aid program is really disgraceful.
And yet the US only got Osama bin Laden by undercover of a vaccination operation. Again, this kind of pretense.
Yeah, that's similarly contemptuous, yes. And in fact, that has put in jeopardy the vaccination program of poor people in Pakistan and elsewhere in the third world, yes.
And you're saying that the consequences in this case have the potential to be as bad as that?
It puts in doubt the neutrality of every Australian who goes overseas. Young kids who go overseas on a gap year, middle-aged people who go and try and do agricultural programs, people who do medical assistance in the global south. All of those people can have their motives impugned because of actions like that, yeah.
Dr. Clinton Fernandez, former intelligence officer who teaches on intelligence matters at the University of New South Wales, Canberra, at the University of New South Wales, Canberra campus.